now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
State Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger this week challenged Governor Beverly Perdue to a public debate about her proposal to raise the state sales tax to fund public schools. But that came just a few days after Berger called the proposal dead on arrival at the General Assembly. That doesn't sound much like somebody interested in an actual debate. It sounds like somebody grasping for a publicity stunt to avoid talking about the damage his budget has caused in classrooms across North Carolina. In fact, thanks to the cuts that Berger and his Republican colleagues made last summer, thousands of teachers and teacher assistants have been fired, classes are larger, students don't have textbooks, classrooms are short of supplies, and at-risk four-year-olds are being turned away from vital preschool programs. Those are simply the facts, no matter how hard Berger and the right-wing think tanks try to deny them. No wonder Berger wants to frame this as a tax issue. He would rather not talk about education, or fund it either, come to think of it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.